Plus, my grandmother had 13 children, and only two survived, my mother and her, no, four survived, my mother, a sister, and two brothers survived that. Yes, they spoke the language fluently until they were forced to go into the parochial schools or the government schools, and they were forced to go into those schools, and then they were forced to be stripped of their natural clothes and their languages. They were punished severely, severely for speaking their Indian languages, because they had to learn how to speak English, because we were uncivilized savages, and they wanted us to be like them. Our people feared for us and my mother's generation. Then they started speaking English because they feared for our lives and for us being punished for speaking our languages. But I feel really grateful that my grandmother never did learn to speak English. And so I was able to communicate with her and she with me. And that's how I learned some of the language, and still try to speak whatever I know and have learned. And I'm teaching now at the Kaimawa Education Center to try to preserve the language. We're also trying to video and tape so that future generations at least will know they had an identity of their own and a language of their own that the Creator gave us in the beginning of our lives to, as a gift to us from Him, like He gave every bird a song, their own unique song, and every animal their unique sounds.